finishes the questionnaire. Said this is probably a record time. This is really quite amazing. Did you have anything you wanted to ask us in terms of?
No, yes. Just what is this for?
Okay. What we're doing, we're going to, again, the name of this is part of a project called the Linguistic Atlas of the United States and Canada, which is an attempt, as I said, to look at, you know, what people in different parts of the country actually say, as opposed to what people think that people in different parts of the country say. And what we're going to do, you can see this questionnaire actually is 75 pages long, but each of these things is something that we're really looking for different variations of it. People call it a thunderstorm or thunder shower, or an electrical storm or whatever. And what we'll do is we'll go down and listen to the tape and transcribe this. Matter of fact, Judy, I think, has done a fair amount of transcribing as we were going along. And we'll arrange these on pages so that we can file these and we can look up page 5 of Indiana Community 30, I think, is what Lake County will be. And we'll be able to compare this, either charting it on a map or seeing in different other ways what different, you know, parts of the country people do. The immediate plan is to to microfilm all of these records. So that we, I mean, when I say the records, we have the transcription that we have. And then we're going to write probably 3 books on the thing. One on different.
I was going to say, is it going in the printing yet?
Yeah, it's. We're going to do one book probably on the different grammatical things people, where they say dived or dove and things like that. Another one probably on vocabulary, simply whether they say skillet or frying pan or yeah. And then probably another one on the way people pronounce them, different words in different places, whether they say greasy or greasy and, you know, things like that. And we hope to get the whole thing. This project has been going on, believe it or not, the whole country project has been going on since the middle 1920s. And it's taken a while to get this finished. And this project here in the Midwest has been going on since about 1938. And the problem was, you know, it got started and then World War II intervened and then there was a big push in the late 40s, early 50s.
And are you working for a company or for a university?
I'm at the University of Chicago. And
you work for them, you're not a student.
No, Judy's a student. I'm on the faculty there.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a small grant. Well, it's not really all that
is
small.
Is this the university, the one that's down by Billings Hospital?
Yeah, it's Billings Hospital, is part of the university.
Yeah, okay.
But
my daughter was there for 3 months from time at Billings.
But she was in the hospital, or?
Mm-hmm. At Billings for 3 months.
Hmm.
So that's why I was interested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really not that far, as you can see. It's just. But no, we're hoping to get. We have some money from the National Endowment for the Humanities, which I think has been spending money on various things.
Humanities is just the word our daughter's going into. Our daughter's with the Milwaukee Library System. She has her master's, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just asked for a transfer from the bookmobile to humanities in the library.
Oh.
In the city library in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. Now, this is obviously not the same daughter that we...
No, this is not the one that's been sick. But that the one that's been sick is the one that came before and picked up something. She's still going on a 3-day weekend vacation with the kids. She's gotten married since and had kids, and they're okay. And she has a blood cancer. A rare blood type, and they saved her, and she's getting along.
Oh, well, that's good.
But the one that's in Milwaukee is the one that's been around the world and been into everything. Now she wants to go into humanities in the library system.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she wants to.
So she's in the public library in Milwaukee?
In Milwaukee. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they even have a library science school, I guess, at the University of Chicago.
She went to Rutgers